This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And kind of getting to know each other. As Allah says in the Quran, قَالْ وَجَعَلَكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ تَعَارَفُوا. He made you into nations and tribes and so that you might get to know each other. So it's essential that we get to know each other. That's why we pursue friends. In the past, I don't know if you guys remember that, maybe about 20, 25 years ago, having a friend means there's an actual person you could go out with and have a coffee and tea and you can shake hands and hug each other. Today, they're all imaginary. They're all just followers. And people that you see online and you chat with them and you probably would never even see them anymore. But brothers or sisters, whether these are virtual friends or real friends, friendship is extremely important. Why is it so important? Because it can really bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or send you far away from Allah azza wa jal. Sheikh Omar yesterday, he said that subhanAllah, he said like sometimes in order for you to survive in this ocean of friends and friendship, whether they're meaningful or otherwise, you're going to have to kill some of those friendships. You're going to have to decide and say, you know what? This one is bad. It's really, really bad. And I don't want to do this. And it's extremely important that you find the friend that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, my dear brothers and sisters, he says, قَالْ أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ الْأَخِلَّاءُ, those bosom friends, you know, your besties, your best friends in this dunya. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, they will be plain enemies. Like enemies to each other. Why is that? Because they're going to keep saying, it's because of you. You did this to me. As Allah says, قال, وَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ أَسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّ لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. The du'afa, the followers, right? They all follow the trend. Any crazy trends comes out, we just had to do it. Because someone did it, we have to do that. The followers will go to the leaders. Ladina Stakbaru says, hey, we used to follow you. What's going on here? Why don't you guys help us out over here? He says, no. We can't even help you. We could barely help ourselves. You did it to yourself. Don't blame me for that. Allah subhanahu says, قال, those friends will be plain enemies illa al-muttaqin, except for the righteous ones. Which means when you select your friends, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that actually rubs on you in the right way, in the best way possible, bin Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that about us in the Quran as well too. That on the day of judgment, what do people gonna do? وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. When that transgressor, the wrongdoer, start biting on their own fingers, which means in regret and sorrow, right? They're grieving on the moments that they wasted in this dunya. What do they say? قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I wish I have taken away with the Prophet, with the Messenger. I wish I have taken that path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the right company, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be in that company. In the ayah in Surah Al-Kahf that you probably recite every single week, what Allah subhanahu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. He says you need to remain steadfast. Hold yourself with these people. Make sure to stay with them. Who are they? Those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Because I need that company, I need them to bring it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other friends, he says, you're going to be biting on their fingers. And says, I wish I have taken that path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya waylata alayta lama takhad fulana khalila. Woe to me, I wish I have never, ever known this person in my life. I wish I have never taken this person a friend of me. So when we started announcing all our friends, and calling them out, saying it's because of you that I'm in this situation. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنَ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ أَجْجَاءَنِي. Why? Because he led me astray. She led me astray. They took me far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, you can't say I'm safe in that ocean of friends again, whether virtual or real. In the past, people had 2-3 friends who could barely survive that dunya. And now you have all these hundreds of people that you call their acquaintances that you could associate with them online, look what they lead to, subhanAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a statement actually, as-sahibu sahib, which means friends gravitate. قل لي من تصاحب أقول لك من أنت. Tell me who your friends are, I can tell you who you are. So look around you and ask yourself, and they say usually, how do you know yourself? You are the average of the most common people you associate yourself with. You're the average of the seven people, they say, that you associate yourself with. So right now, while you're sitting here, think about the seven people that you most commonly associate yourself with. You'll find yourself to be the average among these people. So do you have any of these people, mashallah, way above than you, better than you? How high are they better than you? Or are they lower than you in terms of ibadah and ta'ah, right? You need to make sure that your average is better than everybody else, ya jama'ah. You're going to have to compete to find a good company that you surround yourself with, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because really, from these friends, you're going to learn a lot of things. You're going to learn and pick up a lot of things. Because it gravitates. As-sahibu sahib. It gravitates, really. And you will learn from them whether you like it or not. In hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very famous hadith, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal mathalu al-jalisi al-salihi wal-jalisi al-su' kahamil al-miskuna fi khilkir. The example of the good company and the bad one, like good friends and bad friends, just the example of hamil al-misk, the one who sells perfume, wa nafi khilkir, and the blacksmith. He says, فَحَامِلْ الْمِسْكِ the perfume seller, إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْذِيَكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَبْتَاعَ مِنْهُ وَإِمَّا تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبًا. You're probably going to buy something, or they're going to gift you something, or the least, you're going to pick up some nice scent on your way out. Some friends are like that. What does that mean? You ask them, when they answer, they give you beautiful things. Good reminders, alhamdulillah. If you forget, they will remind you. If alhamdulillah, if you remember, they will help you. If you make a mistake, they will correct you. In every way, alhamdulillah, they're good to be around. You ask them, they answer you with goodness, alhamdulillah. If you didn't even ask anything, just being around them, it will inspire you to do good, or at least prevent you from doing something bad. Some other people, the Prophet says, قال كنافي خلكير, like the blacksmith. You go there to the shop or to the store, what are you going to get out of this? He says, قال إما أن يحرق ثيابك أو تجد منه ريحا خبيثة. Whether a spark is going to fall on your clothes and burn your clothes, or the least, on the way out, you're going to pick up bad smell. So when you come back home, your wife is going to tell you, were you smoking somewhere? That's the idea, because friends, sometimes you can tell your manners, your akhlaq will change, probably depends on that. And subhanAllah, that's extremely, extremely important, jama'ah, that you keep that in mind. You know, I couldn't help thinking about Sheikh Umar, what he was saying, or the famous quote of Sheikh Umar, that romance is rizq, right? And if you associate yourself with Sheikh Umar that long, you start can actually believe in that, jama'ah. So as we will, mashallah, in salah, praying next to Sheikh Umar, directly touching him, right? So it's not even Bluetooth, jama'ah, it's a connection right away. And listen to the beautiful recitation of Ahmad. He's reciting in, mashallah, the African Sudanese style, tabarakallah. I couldn't help it. This kind of romance started hitting my head. I felt I was in the Sahara Desert. I was there in the sand dunes, under the beautiful starry night, nice, beautiful desert breeze, and you have, mashallah, this campfire right in front of you, and you're cooking this beautiful coffee. The only thing that disturbs that silence, besides, mashallah, the beautiful, actually, that makes it beautiful recitation, and the crackling of the firewood, this is very romantic. I picked up from Sheikh Umar. So that was my rizq for tonight of the romance, inshallah. Come on, I have to. But alhamdulillah, being in this place, what are you going to pick up from people, ya jama'ah? I hope something good, a good reminder, something that you look at, you feel good to be around these people. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always. Some people, you see them, you remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. They used to say about Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah ta'ala, كان إذا دخل السوق, just دخل السوق, الناس تذكر الله وتسبح. When he just walks through in the marketplace, people start remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla and making dhikr. Why? Because when they see him, what do they say? SubhanAllah, mashallah, Sheikh Muhammad, mashallah, mashallah. They're remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Some other people, when you see them, what do you say? No, astaghfirullah, a'udhu billah, shaitan rajim. It is extremely important that you associate yourself with the people who will truly bring you on the Day of Judgment to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Salihin. Last thing, inshallah ta'ala, how important that is. Because even if I mess up, maybe I wasn't at that level with them. You see, in the hadith, the man, one day he served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey. And the Prophet told him, how can I reward you? What do you want me to reward you with? Qala uridu suhbataka fil jannah. Promise me to be your companion in Jannah. Like the way you allow me to serve you here, I want to be with you in Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't guarantee that. He says, "Qal awa ghayra hada. Can I give you something else?" He said, "That's what I want from you. Otherwise, jazakallah khair. Thank you." Right? So the Prophet told him, "Qal a'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood." Then help me get you there by doing a lot of sujood. He wants to be in the company of the most righteous, because he knew how valuable that is. He was associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as-salihin. When another man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qala an as-sa'a." When is the day of judgment going to be established? The Prophet ﷺ says, وَمَاذَا عَدَدْتَ لَهَا? He said, what did you prepare for it? I don't have really much good deeds to do. وَلَكِنْ أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهَا. I love the messenger and the Prophet, Allah and the messenger. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. You're going to be congregated, you're going to be brought together with whom you love. So if you would love to be in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la Jama'ah, who should be the people that you associate yourself with? Those kind of people. And again, even if you mess up, you will have opportunity, these people, to pick you up from that misery. In Hadith al-Shafa'a al-Tawil, the long Hadith of Shafa'a, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned as people were crossing over the bridge that goes over Jahannam. Everybody was going through based on their good deeds, the speed of their good deeds, like much like the thunder, the lightning, this and that. And some people, unfortunately, as they try to cross over the bridge, there are some hooks will capture them and throw them into Jahannam. Now those people who cross to the other side, alhamdulillah, they're safe. But what do they do when they khalas? Well, now everybody, okay, we're safe right now. Now, what do? They start looking around, checking on each other. And they'll find somebody's missing. قَالُوا يَا رَبَّنَا إِخْوَانَنَا كَانُوا يُصَلُّونَ مَعْنَا وَيَصُومُونَ مَعْنَا. Our Lord, our brothers and sisters, they used to pray with us, they used to fast with us. لَا نَرَاهُمْ بَيْنَنَا. We can't see them. Where are they? They're missing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His grace, He allows these believers to go and look into Jahannam, and they will see the believers who end up there because of the light of their iman and their hearts and the trace of their wudu, and they will say, go and get them out. They will get them out one by one based on the level of their iman that is left in their heart, subhanAllah. Look, your good company, it will care for you even after crossing the bridge from Jahannam. A friend like this, I want to hold on to this. That's the type of friend that I need them when I need them the most. Forget about needing them in the dunya. That's easy. But in the akhirah, nothing's going to help you but finding, subhanAllah, your good deeds. And if not, the good deeds of the friends that you associate yourself with. So make sure in this dunya, when you befriend people, look for those who will, inshallah, increase in your iman, your ta'a, and your deen, and bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming closer to an end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to close this Ramadan with the best of our deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah to grant forgiveness, Ar-Rahma, Ya Rabbil Alameen. However, as we see right now, mashallah, a lot of people, you met people for the first time in your life. You make good friends, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But a lot of us are waiting for the month of Ramadan, or many actually people, unfortunately, they're waiting for Ramadan to end for what? To go back to our old ways. Please don't do that. And if you know that there are some friends waiting for you on the other side, waiting for you to cross that door, after the end of Ramadan, make sure right now to reconsider those kind of friendships. Whether you ask them, look, man, I need you to start coming with me to the masjid. We need to commit to this good deed. We need to start doing this. If they're not interested, just go somewhere else, because they're going to slow you down, if not actually causing you, a'udhu billah, to be ruined. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best friendship in this dunya and in the akhirah, the best companionship in the dunya and the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our hearts, the hearts of our friends, our spouses, our children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us the best of our a'mal, our reward for a'mal in Ramadan by the end of Ramadan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to accept our fasting, to accept our qiyam, accept our dua, accept our adhkar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, we ask you to provide for them from your rizq, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, we ask you to provide for you from your rizq, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to be there for them. Give them the victory that you promised, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The way we all gathered in this place, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.